As you continue in divorce recovery, one important question is this: what story are you telling about your life now? Not the public version, not the version written by gossip, not the version spoken in anger, not the version reduced to court documents, social media, or someone else's opinion. What story are you beginning to believe? Some stories are too small. One story says, "My life is ruined." Another says, "I am only a victim." Another says, "I am only guilty." Another says, "I can never trust anyone again." Another says, "I must quickly prove that I am okay." Another says, "God can use everyone else but not me." These stories may contain pieces of pain, but they are not large enough for the grace of God. A truthful Christian story does not deny what happened. It does not pretend there was no harm. It does not erase responsibility. It does not rush grief. It does not force a happy ending. A truthful Christian story says, "This happened and God is still present." It says, "I have losses to grieve and I have grace to receive." It says, "I may have responsibility to own and I am not beyond mercy." It says, "Some relationships have changed and I still belong to Christ." It says, "My calling may look different, but God still gives me ways to love, serve, grow, and bear fruit." Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we would walk in them." You are God's workmanship. Divorce does not erase that. Grief does not erase that. A changed household does not erase that. Other people's opinions do not erase that. Rebuilding a truthful story in Christ may begin quietly. You may not yet know what your future looks like. That is okay. You are not being asked to write the whole book today. You are being invited to write one truthful paragraph. What has changed? What are you grieving? What is God teaching you to receive? What responsibility is yours to own? What shame must be refused? What support do you need? What small calling or contribution may be possible in this season? Your story is not finished. Your reflection question is this: what sentence about your life have you been repeating that may be too small for God's grace? Your gentle next step is to write a short identity in Christ statement that tells the truth about your loss while also naming your belonging, hope, and next faithful step.